erotic tension blends with apprehension. Time again falters arrival and duration, blur into a single state of intensification. The nipple exerts a gravitational pull on his focus. Attempts to look elsewhere within the frame slide back towards the center, as though the image has weight at that point. The room recedes into secondary importance. The computers hum, the darkness beyond the screen, the presence of the cat register as peripheral features arrange around the image's core. The image holds. Within that holding, he senses a slow structural shift. The world around him feels increasingly specified. Its possibilities narrowing and sharpening when he closes the file. The image persists as an organizing principle rather than a visual afterimage. Something in his world has settled into place. That settlement carries permanence. He positions himself where the room folds inward, where the angle of the wall and the furniture creates a pocket of permission. The act of hiding is not a decision so much as an alignment. His body discovers a place that already expects it. The space receives him with the calm of something that has been waiting. The image on the screen is still, it does not announce itself, it does not reach outward. It occupies its coordinates with a composure that feels practiced. He feels the familiar tightening of attention, a gathering rather than a rush. The room's acoustics sharpen, the faintest sounds take on contour. Each hum and click arranges itself into a quiet order. He watches. The watching does not feel like an act performed by him. It feels like a condition that has settled around him. His presence seems already assumed by the scene. He senses that the image has accounted for this angle, this distance, this withheld posture. The scene does not turn toward him, yet it holds him as part of its structure. The modal weight begins to accumulate. What he sees does not unfold as a sequence. It presents itself as a configuration already complete. Time does not push forward, it thickens. The stillness does not relax, it intensifies. Each second deepens the same arrangement, pressing it further into necessity. The figure within the image does not perform for him, it occupies itself. That occupation generates a field. Within that field, certain relations are allowed and others recede. His own body registers the field's influence. Muscles hold themselves with a precision he does not consciously direct. Breath arranges itself into shallow, regular intervals. The unease arrives as intimacy without invitation. He senses the erotic pressure of proximity, even though there is distance. The screen does not collapse space, it defines it. The distance becomes charged rather than reduced. This charge does not ask for completion. It insists on continuation. He notices how the image seems to govern, where his attention may rest. Certain regions draw him repeatedly, others remain present, but inert. This distribution does not fluctuate, it feels legislated. The image teaches him how to look without instruction. Dread emerges through compliance. He recognizes that he is not resisting the image. He is cooperating with it. His stillness matches its own. His silence fits the scene's acoustics. The watching becomes a mutual arrangement between body and structure.